President Trump has a lot to say about migrants crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S., not all of it that well informed. Our next story is about someone who is well informed about that because he's been one of them, but now he says he's done with the U.S. Here's The World's Monica Campbell.
Daniel Vega was just 11 when he left Guatemala. He says his parents died in a car wreck near their home in the mountains. He stayed with relatives for a time, but there was a civil war then. People left. So did Daniel. He's 39 now, stocky with short black hair, and he's worked throughout Mexico.
Aquí en México, estoy en Mexicali, Tijuana, Reynosa, Laredo, San Luis.
And he knows the U.S.
Texas, California, Arizona, Miami, Nueva York, Nevada.
He's worked as an electrician, dishwasher, carpenter, painter, plumber, a barber. He was a cook in San Francisco for 2 years. We met 2 years ago in Mexico at a migrant shelter in Ciudad Juarez across from El Paso. Daniel had just been deported again. He said it was the last time.
Yo dije, ya es mi hora, es mi tiempo.
My time was up in the U.S., he said. He decided to stay in Mexico, undocumented. And last year, when we saw each other again, he'd met someone, Maria Elena Figueroa. She showed me her house outside Mexico City. It's one room, really, crumbling cinder block, pretty rough. Water was scarce. They showed me how they have to pump it from a well. María Elena met Daniel on a bus.
Sentí una impresión de gusto.
I fell for him because he was kind, she said. I admired his spirit, to go where there's opportunity. That day, they were packing to head to Juarez again. Daniel had heard about a carpenter job. I'll earn about $75 a week, he says. It's better pay there.
La verdad que este camino es difícil, pesado, hambre, sueños, lástimas, herido.
This life, always looking for work, isn't easy, he says. There's hunger, exhaustion. I've seen awful things, migrants falling off trains, but you keep going. This week, I called Daniel to catch up. Daniel.
¿Cómo está?
He was back near Mexico City again after work dried up in Juarez. We talked about the news, about the group of Central Americans moving through Mexico. Many of them say they'll stay in Mexico, like Daniel. What's his advice? Try your best, he says. There are opportunities in Mexico. But also remember, it's not easy being undocumented anywhere. He's changed his accent to sound Mexican, but without papers, he hits walls. He says he was working as a security guard in Mexico at this new housing complex down his street. I remember seeing it, its big gold-colored gates, manicured lawns. But Daniel said that they underpaid him, and because he's undocumented, he didn't fight it. Still, he says he looks over his shoulder less in Mexico than in the U.S. He'd also heard about President Trump's plan to send the National Guard to the border.
No, ahora sí la gente nada lo va a poder detener porque cuando uno quiere algo, hace lo posible por lograrlo.
No, that won't stop people, he says. If people want in, they'll find a way. But as for Daniel, he says he's more committed than ever to staying in Mexico. He has a family there now and wants to put down roots at last. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.